I'm honored indeed as a reporter who was sent to Grenfell as the fire seized hold of the upper stories of the tower. To be invited to speak at this, the fifth anniversary of these terrible events. Before I do so, I want to introduce Marlene, one of so many who lost loved ones in the disaster. Marlene Anderson.
Morning, everybody. My name's Marlene, daughter of Raymond Bernard, affectionately known to family and friends as Moses. Dad would be the last of 72 to be buried. I would also like to mention my brother Julian and my late sister Selena, his three beautiful grandchildren, because he has indeed left behind a legacy. And we hope that you're looking down on us proudly. We're here today to mark and remember the fifth anniversary. It's been 5 years. It's hard to believe it's been 5 years because it actually feels like it happened yesterday. To the world, the night of the 14th was a tragedy that happened on that night and into the early morning. A night that will remain in history as the biggest loss of 72 lives from a household fire. But for the next of kin, the bereaved, survivors, and the community, it's a night that we're forced to live and relive every single day. I often describe it like having an open wound that's trying to heal but can't because the band-aid constantly gets ripped off. Because even when you're desperate for respite and some reprieve, there is none. It could be something as small as attending a meeting at work, and those in the room have no idea that you are affected. How could they possibly? As the word Grenfell is mentioned, an innocent conversation, your stomach tightens and you try and hold back the tears. Or you're just simply watching the news and unexpectedly Grenfell is mentioned and the tower appears. You're not prepared, you're blindsided, and it brings you right back to that very night. The thing is, whilst the inquiry is still live, whilst you have to attend meetings, how can anybody possibly get closure? Whilst no one has been held to account for their actions, how can anyone truly grieve properly? While those responsible still live their daily lives, we ask, how is this fair? Whilst we all feel like no justice has been served, how can anybody truly exhale? So today, as we come together at Westminster Abbey to mark the fifth anniversary, today we want the world to remember that the 72 lives lost meant something. Today we want the world to remember that our loved ones were loved dearly. Today we want the world to remember and know that our loved ones will be never forgotten, because we remember every single day and they will forever be in our hearts. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. 2 months before the fire, I chaired a school's essay competition presided over by the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates. The winner was Firdaus Hashim. She was just 12 years old. She was poised, confident even, as Bill Gates gave her the prize, praising her writing as truly exceptional. Standing in the lee of the tower 50 days later, I was informed that Firdaus had been trapped in the family's home high in the tower. She had died along with her entire family. I burst into tears. I had no doubt she would have gone far. Thanks to the public inquiry, we now know that her family's flat, like the rest, had no sprinklers, no pre-planned system of escape from a building whose cladding we now know was catastrophically vulnerable to fire. Today, we're remembering the entire Grenfell community, those who died and suffered in the tower itself, together with the widespread grieving relations and friends, both here and abroad, who suffered such devastating loss. But this is also the moment when we have to talk of ensuring that we underline the reality that there is an investigation continuing which will end in prosecutions, and we have to see to it that it does. And if today is to mean anything, we need to ensure those individuals, agencies, companies that had a role in what caused the fire and the failure of escape systems are themselves called to account. Grenfell has to represent a watershed. Our remembrance of the Grenfell dead and the survivors call upon us to rededicate and commit ourselves to achieving justice for all. Thanks to the thoroughness of the public inquiry, the legal authorities now know where the inquiry's findings lead and precisely whom they need to follow up with questions. At this time of remembrance, 5 years on, the community of survivors and others so catastrophically affected need to be assured that the inquiry will lead to prosecutions. By all the accounts and all the reports, the public inquiry has done a very thorough job. Their findings must be followed with the fullest investigation of those involved in the decisions and the omissions that led both to the fire itself and to the fundamental failures of basic safety. Grenfell, set in the richest borough in Britain, speaks to the grotesque inequality with which our society is riven. In paying tribute to those who died and the families left behind, we must now confront the issues raised by the Grenfell disaster. The continuing care of those families must remain our priority. At the same time, the commitment to remedy inequality must indeed be part of the commitment we make in remembering those who died in the Grenfell fire. That, in and of itself, is the single most important tribute to the bereaved and to all the traumatized people traumatized by the experience of the Grenfell disaster and its consequences. There's been much talk amongst politicians centered on the issue of inequality in Britain. Here then is a classic example of inequality which calls to arms all those who believe that it has to be confronted. If we fail to tackle it, in the face of the most grievous example of deaths directly brought about as a consequence of inequality, our pledges and our words are worthless. This has to be the moment when the Grenfell dead and the condition of those who survived or were affected by living so close to what happened can only be responded to with real action. If those who had responsibility of the ingredients of the Grenfell fire are not brought to book over what happened, then any further talk of tackling inequality is merely empty of action. This is our time. Grenfell is the worst domestic tragedy that I've had to report on in 50 years of journalism. For those who suffered, of course, it was so very, very much more. But this is our moment. This is the moment when those responsible must face justice. That will go some way toward at least some justice in the face of one of the worst domestic failures of our time. Thank you for listening.